What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged, full-size Tundra, and legendary 4Runner, all with the space, tech, and features to handle it all. From the worksite to the trails, it means driving for less. With efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average right back in your pocket when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places. Hey, before we jump back into the show, let's take a quick break. But not just any break, this is a refreshing break with Snapple. We all know about Snapple's iconic Real Facts, so let's take a minute to go over some of my faves. Snapple Real Fact 1417. Before 1859, baseball umpires sat behind home plate in rocking chairs. Snapple Real Fact 1483. More than 100 baseballs are used during a typical professional baseball game. Snapple Real Fact 253. The first TV remote control introduced in 1950 was called Lazy Bones. Snapple Real Fact 2105. Professional athletes used to perform in vaudeville in the offseason. So grab a Snapple, take a second, and enjoy the moment. Because let's be honest, this might be the most refreshing part of your day. Snapple, make your break more interesting. All right, now let's get back to the show. Let's preview Week 18 up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Saturday, July 18th. I am Frank Stample, joined by Scott White, and we are here previewing Week 18. So not to be confused with our previous FBT Express episode when we were previewing just the weekend that is currently happening and the long Week 17 period. This is if you are setting your lineup here upcoming on Monday, and it's just a normal week for you. The schedule for this...
So it might not apply to everybody. If you went with the extra long Week 17, combining that first weekend after the All-Star break with the first full week, then this is that first full week, just separated. So it just depends how your league set up its schedule, whether this segment applies to you or not.
I would imagine most roto leagues, you just set your lineups for this past weekend, and now you will set it once again for this upcoming week. So the schedule for Week 18, we have 20 teams with 6 games. We have 10 teams with 7 games. That includes the D-backs, Braves, Guardians, Tigers, Royals, Twins, Padres, Cardinals, Rays, and Blue Jays. As for the Rockies, they have another split week. 3 games in Coors Field against the Nationals, and 3 on the road at the Brewers. Starter sit these fringe 2-start pitchers. Scott, what do you think about Jose Soriano, who gets the Cardinals and at the Giants?
I think those are favorable enough matchups that most teams are probably going to start him. Obviously, there's some whip risk especially, but he's looked a little better in his past couple turns.
What about Freddy Peralta, who has not looked very good in his past couple turns? He's at the Brewers for a revenge game. He also gets the Dodgers.
Yeah, so those are some tough matchups. I still think you probably start him.
Points league only?
I don't know. If you're to the point where you're going to sit Freddy Peralta in a 2-start week in a roto league, then you're kind of giving up on him, I feel like.
Yeah. What about Will Warren, who kind of stumbled into the second half? He gets the Pirates and at the Phillies.
I'd rather not.
All right. What about some 2-star pitchers that you are looking to add and stream for the upcoming week?
So Dustin May is my top choice here. He's down to just 68% rostered, understandably, because he hasn't even gone 5 innings since his complete game shutout. I believe that was 5 turns ago. But there were some, there were a couple of rough starts in there. There was a health scare in there. The last 2 outings, he's looked pretty good. And Angels and Reds, those are two of the three most strikeout prone lineups in baseball. So I think it sets up for a good week here for May. Hopefully he gives you some length again. Jack Flaherty has been on fire since coming back from the IL. Actually, was looking better before then too. Starting to get strikeouts again like he did in his heyday. Cubs matchup is a tough one, obviously, but Royals not so much. I think it's a good time to give Jack Flaherty another try. Andrew Abbott, the sort of pitcher you're never excited to start, but when he lines up for two and one matchup is as good as the Mariners, others the Cardinals, for what it's worth. I think you probably do that, at least in points leagues. Reynaldo Lopez has looked better since returning to the rotation for the Braves, throwing about as hard in that role as he did in 2024 when he was a surprise standout in fantasy with a 199 ERA. Obviously, don't think Reynaldo Lopez is that good. That's why I have him behind Andrew Abbott. So we're talking points leagues only here. But he gets the Padres in his first turn. That's the best matchup there is right now. And Orioles, kind of middle of the road matchup. So hopefully the fastball continues to play up there. Dean Kramer recently returned from the IL. It's been kind of a mixed bag, but overall his approach looks better this year. He's leaning on his splitter a lot more. It's his best pitch. And he gets the Red Sox, which is a really good matchup. Braves, for the season, Braves haven't been such a good matchup, but they've been a lot more vulnerable lately. So good time to start Kramer. And then Kyle Leahy, I don't see a lot here to like, but I like the game log. I like Kyle Leahy's churned out respectable starts with some consistency, quality starts with some consistency, and he gets the Angels and the Reds, those same two favorable matchups that Dustin May has.
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back, FBT Express. We are here previewing Week 18, the upcoming week in fantasy baseball. And who are some one-start streamers you like among starting pitchers?
Ian Seymour just makes it under the bar here, 79% rostered. Gets a Blue Jays team that is still in the bottom five in runs scored. And Seymour has been awesome since joining the rotation, with one exception. He had a clunker right before the break, but there have been a ton of strikeouts, over 13% swinging strike rate on the season. Just seems a lot more comfortable in the starting role. And he's my breakout pick among starting pitchers for the second half. I think it starts here with the Blue Jays. Emmett Sheehan, believe it or not, now qualifies for this at 79% rostered. I think the underlying data is still very strong. His outings run short. The Dodgers are very careful with him. But, you know, if you're looking for somebody to stream, you can't be that choosy. And he gets the Mets, which remains a favorable matchup. Next, we have Michael McGreevy, who's a quality start machine. He faces the Reds, who have really taken a tumble here offensively. And finally, Brandon Young, surprisingly effective for the Orioles. He gets the Red Sox, who are tied for being the second worst offense.
All right, let's move over to the hitters and the best matchups for next week. This upcoming week, rather, we have the Tigers, the D-backs, the Nationals, Athletics, and Marlins. And the worst hitter matchups, the Mets, Dodgers, Red Sox, Mariners, and Blue Jays. Who are your favorite sleeper hitters for Week 18?
Let's start with Curtis Meade. So my top sleeper pitcher was Ian Seymour. I said he's my breakout pitcher pick for the second half. My breakout hitter pick is Curtis Meade, who is already up to 17 home runs, finished the first half on a heater. There are some playing time concerns just because the Nationals don't quite play him every day, but I think the better he performs, the more likely that it is to happen. Good pull air tendencies, great plate discipline, eligible third base, and the Nationals have the third best hitter matchups. Dylan Cruz is on this list for the same reason, the matchups there, though he's been cold lately. He's a little further down the list. J.J. Bleday, let's get him back in lineups. He was also heating up before the break, and the Reds don't have a single lefty on the schedule for this upcoming week. Works to Bleday's advantage. Heriberto Hernandez of the Marlins has suddenly become a near-everyday player with Owen Casey being hurt, and he has been crushing it of late. We go back. How far do you want to go back? Let's say last 12 games, 324 batting average with 5 home runs. You could go back even further, though. Let's say go back to the start of June for Roberto Hernandez. He's got a 999 OPS with 11 home runs in those 32 games. So, there might be something here. The underlying data looks great. And now that he's getting more playing time, Marlins have the 5th best hitter matchups. Very available. Let's give him a try. Tristan Peters. I've scoffed at the idea that he was an all-star, one of the most unremarkable all-stars I've ever seen. But his numbers against righties this year, 324 batting average, 899 OPS. And that's all the White Sox have on their schedule for this week. Bunch of righties. So let's try out Peters. Why not? Gabriel Moreno, with the Diamondbacks having the 2nd best hitter matchups. He's been hot. I think he's good anyway. Obviously, catcher's been deep enough that he's only 78% rostered. But if you're hurting a catcher, not a bad time to switch to Gabriel Moreno. Royce Lewis has been pretty good since rejoining the Twins lineup. They are one of the few teams with 7 games this week. Bunch of lefties on the schedule, which, you know, looking at the splits for Royce Lewis, that probably doesn't make a difference, but I don't know. It's noteworthy. He's been hot. Mauricio Dubon with great eligibility. The Braves have 7 games this week also, and 4 of them are against the Padres rotation, which is pretty bad. And then a couple of sparsely rostered rookies here. We got Joshua Carota Grauer, who has been is a shortstop playing for the Athletics right now every day. They have the 4th best hitter matchups, and he's been especially good away. I mean, obviously a tiny sample size, but they are away this week, and I think Carota Grauer, if you need middle infield help, not a bad choice. And Ryan Waldschmidt with the Diamondbacks, again, having the 2nd best hitter matchups, 5 lefties specifically. Waldschmidt got sent down earlier this year because he wasn't performing, but he's been performing against lefties all season long. And I think it might be a good time, if I have outfielder leagues, to give him another try.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express, and we will be back again next week. Bye-bye.